How can I be sure of anything? Everything was smoke and ash and fire. Maybe they escaped. Maybe they're lost. I've been searching ever since. But lately I am positive that someone has been following me. They were keeping just out of sight. More than one being? Obi-Wan asked. I'm not sure, Floria stammered. I don't know what's wrong. I just know that something is, and I'm all alone. So I was right about the darkness and the Force, Anakin thought. Something is wrong on this planet. Dry your tears, Anakin said gently. You're not alone. We will help you. Who are you? She asked. And why would you help me? Because we can, Obi-Wan said. Now, the first thing to do is examine your ship. The ship was just as Floria had described it, a charred hulk. Stay here with her, Obi-Wan told Anakin. He disappeared inside the remains of the ship. He emerged a few minutes later, his face streaked with ash. There are no remains of beings aboard, he said. Floria closed her eyes in relief for a moment.
Thank you for looking.
This is a small cruiser, Anakin said, looking at the ship. It's for travel within a planetary atmosphere. How did you get here from Aeton?
We have a space cruiser in orbit, Floria explained. We're supposed to rendezvous with them in 3 hours, but I have no way to contact them to tell them we won't be there.
She brightened.
Can you take me? I can tell them what happened, and they'll send the rescue party down.
Of course, Obi-Wan said. We'll have to hike to our cruiser, but it's not far.
Thank you, Floria said. I feel certain now that my friends are alive, but they could be in danger. We must find them.
Obi-Wan drew Anakin aside. Something dark is present on this planet. Can you feel it? Anakin nodded.
Yes, Master. But it is unclear.
There seems to be different energies operating, Obi-Wan said. It is unclear to me, too. We must be on our guard. He frowned. I have been thinking about Ren.
What about him? Anakin asked.
The clues we have been following. Something is wrong. They're too easy, and they lead us to danger. Maybe Ren isn't the one leaving them. Obi-Wan gazed up at the mountain. Something might have happened to him.
Chapter 6.
You never tell me what you're thinking. Why hadn't he answered his Padawan? Instead, he had corrected him. Obi-Wan's mind churned, and his heart felt heavy. He did not know why he had deflected Anne's feelings, but he knew he had been deeply unfair to his Padawan. Anakin could speak so easily of his feelings. He often spoke without thinking, often spilled out exactly what was in his heart. It was behavior that was not like a Jedi. And I correct him. Is that right? Obi-Wan knew why Anakin was this way. It was because of Shmi. His mother had given Anakin a great gift. She had given him an open heart. His feelings were deep and spontaneous. That was a good thing. But they sometimes led him to act too fast, to make quick judgments. He is the opposite of me, Obi-Wan thought. It has always been difficult for me to speak what is in my heart. Anakin had been wrong to say he had never told him anything. Obi-Wan only held back what he thought Anakin did not need to know, just as Qui-Gon had done with him. Obi-Wan had begun to suspect that Ren's clues were not right, but he felt it was better for Anakin to discover this on his own. He could see that Anakin's eagerness to find Ren was clouding his judgment. Perhaps Anakin was being less careful because he was not on a mission, but an exercise. These were things it was not proper for a master to share with his Padawan. Yet Anakin wanted Obi-Wan to share everything. Sighing, Obi-Wan led the way back to their ship. He would have to think of a way to bring up what had happened. He knew he had hurt Anakin's feelings. Obi-Wan knew the terrain by now and led them down the mountain and across rocky hills and meadows so they would not have to double back, which would have cost them time. Within 2 hours, they were hiking across the meadow toward the cliff face where Ren had docked the ship.
Don't worry, Anakin said reassuringly to Floria. We have a comm unit aboard ship, so...
Master, look at that.
It's beautiful.
Anakin frowned, sensing something was wrong. Obi-Wan saw the fine blue mist heading for them.
Anakin, move!
Anakin's reflexes were perfect. Without thinking, he leaped to one side as Obi-Wan vaulted toward Floria. He grabbed her and jumped, accessing the Force. The spray hit the ground where Anakin and Floria had been standing.
Stokely spray stick, Obi-Wan said. Keep moving.
Oh, what? Floria asked. Another burst of spray headed their way. Obi-Wan jumped again, still holding Floria against his side as he tried to pinpoint the location of their attacker.
It's a weapon, Anakin explained as they ran toward cover. It sends a spray net mist with a stun current. You don't want it to hit you.
I guess not, Floria muttered as Obi-Wan gained the shelter of some boulders and pushed her behind them.
We have to circle around and stop whoever is doing this, Obi-Wan said to Anakin.
Stay here, Floria.
She gazed at him with wide, frightened eyes.
Don't worry. Just come back again.
If you head for those trees, I'll circle around the boulders and see if I can surprise the attacker, Obi-Wan told Anakin.
Remember, the Stokely stick has a range of 200 meters.
Makes it hard to get close enough with a lightsaber, Anakin said.
Exactly, Obi-Wan murmured. Just leave that to me. Keep the attacker busy and don't take chances.
Yes, Master.
Anakin ran out from the shelter of the boulders. Obi-Wan waited for a moment until he saw the spray of the Stokely stick spew into the air. Anakin force-jumped, and Obi-Wan could see that the spray would miss him by centimeters. His Padawan's reflexes and timing were extraordinary. Anakin had timed his move so that the spray would miss him, but by so small a margin that the attacker would be diverted and want to attack again. His concentration would stay on Anakin. Obi-Wan bent over so he could keep the shelter of the boulders as far as possible. He ran around them, then timed his move to the second attack on Anakin. He dashed across the open meadow toward the screen of trees. He made the trees without an attack. Now the rest would be tricky. Anakin would keep himself just out of range of the Stokely, he hoped, but Obi-Wan's objective was to get close enough to disarm the attacker. That meant he would have to be squarely in the stick's range. Obi-Wan took off through the trees, heading toward where he last pinpointed the attacker. No doubt the attacker would keep moving, especially when he or she realized that Obi-Wan was gone. He would count on Anakin's skill to prevent the attacker from moving too far or too fast. Soon Obi-Wan stopped. He concentrated, accessing the Force to become one with the environment around him. The sounds of the forest dropped away. He did not hear the rustle of leaves in the wind, the occasional scurry of a small animal, the rub of a branch against another. He only heard the slight sing sound of the spray stick. 30 degrees to his right. Obi-Wan moved carefully now, moving behind tree trunk to tree trunk. He barely touched the ground as he moved, making no sound. Another attack from the Stokely stick, coming from a few meters to the right of where he'd pinpointed the attacker. Now Obi-Wan moved quickly, running over the soft ground, his boots silent, his breathing so controlled he made no sound. He saw the attacker ahead. It was a male Tersha. Obi-Wan saw the distinctive headtails and the 11-fingered hands lightly holding the Stokely stick. The Tersha was just behind the tree line. Obi-Wan drew his lightsaber and jumped. The Tersha turned, his Stokely stick spewing mist. Instead of leaping to the side, Obi-Wan jumped high. He anticipated that the Tersha would move the stick in a sweeping motion to cover as much air as possible, and he did. Obi-Wan sailed over the mist, his lightsaber high. The Tersha had fast reflexes. He moved back, putting himself in the open, past the tree line. Obi-Wan saw Anakin leap toward him. Obi-Wan came down. He kept his lightsaber away from the Tersha. He did not want to kill or injure him. He wanted answers. Anakin's lightsaber was drawn as well. The Tersha moved a fraction, enough so that the spray from the stick would put Anakin securely in range. Obi-Wan moved fast. He leaped again, this time adding momentum in midair, in a Jedi method that never failed to surprise opponents. He kicked out with one foot at the handle of the stick. He gave his blow topspin, and the stick flew out of the surprised Tersha's hand, and then twisted in midair.
The spray hit the Tersha full in the face.